You could print it up and send it to Dana for billing. Hi, Dr. Schneer, dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry in Marcel Mullen. This goes to Dr. Shecklin. 3/17/22, Mrs. Mullen performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, her rumor saturation was 94%. Period. After walking 229 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 93%. Period. New paragraph. Impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, Patricia Carney, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 3/17/22, Mrs. Carney performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a moderate impairment of flow rates. Period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of airflow and the patient has continued moderate reduction of forced vital capacity. Period. Paragraph impression, moderate restriction with reversible airways obstruction. Period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry report on Donald Tomlinson. This goes to the VA on 3/17/22. Mr. Tomlinson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period. The air velocity index was less than 1. Period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FEC was less than 0.8. Period. No paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Period. Next, 6-minute walk test on Ryan Gorse. This goes to Dr. Hamby on 3/17/22. Mr. Gorse performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 99%. Period. After walking 574 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 97%. Period. No paragraph impression. Normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Period. Thank you.